ಸಹನಾಭವತು ಸಹನೌ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂ ಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾಮಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ.
512 ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಂ 12th ಮಂತ್ರ. ಆತ್ಮಾನಂ ಚೇದ್ವಿಜಾನೀಯಾತ್ ಅಯಮಸ್ಮೀತಿ ಪುರುಷಃ ಕಿಮಿಚ್ಛನ್ ಕಸ್ಯ ಕಾಮಾಯ ಶರೀರಮನುಸಂಜ್ವರೇತ್. Before going to that mantra, in the previous class, a small correction. In the 10th mantra, previous page, first line, avidyayam is there. Andhantamah pravishanti ye avidyayam upasate. And second line, tato bhuya ivate tamaha yavu vidyayam rataha. In that shloka, the meaning we saw was avidyaya means, I gave the meaning kevala karma, I said. Second line, vidyayam upasana sahita karma, I said. But better meaning I would like to give, you can note. Avidyaya means laukika karma, you can take. Those who do not know ವಿಧಿ ನಿಷೇಧ ವೈದಿಕ ಕರ್ಮ, ಇಗ್ನರೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ವೈದಿಕ ಕರ್ಮ. ಅವಿದ್ಯಾಯಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ಲಿ ಮುಂಡೇನ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ದ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆಫ್ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಇಂಜಂಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್. ಎನಿ ಕರ್ಮ ನಾಟ್ ಫಾಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಎನಿ ಸ್ಟಿಪ್ಯುಲೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಗಿವೆನ್ ಬೈ ದ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ, ಟೋಟಲಿ ಇಗ್ನರೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ. ಸೊ ಅವಿದ್ಯಾಯಾಮ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಲೌಕಿಕ ಕರ್ಮ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಟೇಕ್. ವಿದ್ಯಾಯಾಮ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದೋಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ವೈದಿಕ ಕರ್ಮ, ದೋಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ವೈದಿಕ ಕರ್ಮ ವಿತ್ ದ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ಗ್ರೌಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ವೇದಿಕ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. They have Vaidika Jnanam. Vidhi Nishedha, they know perfectly. And they perform karma. Vaidika karma, alaukika karma. All rituals. So this is the better meaning you can note. Then one more word. Tato bhuya ivate tamahana. A person who does Vaidika karma, he will never go to adholokas. The eva indicates as though owner. Upasaka will never go to inferior lokas. That eva shows as though owner. Bhuya ivaha means much more as though. Why is that as though even? Like Shankaracharya says in Bhajogovindam, Pashyannapi na pashyati. Having come all the way to scriptures, the ignorant person who do not know Veda, Vidhi, Nishedha, he do not know anything, totally illiterate. We can drop that person. But this person, all the way has come to Vedic culture, Vedic lifestyle and rituals, karmakanda, all the way has did lot of sadhanas. But still he could not get the knowledge. What is the reason? He says, Veda talks about only karma, there is no Vedanta. That is why Bhuya Ivahana. Educated, but he do not know the right Jnana Marga. So as the owner. As the means what? He cannot become Jivan Muktaha, that's all. And he cannot go to inferior lokas, upasaka, no. Vaidik karma he did. Vaidik karma will not go waste. It is not redundant. It gives phalam. The Upanishad intention is, ivala padichi kuda ivanukku puriyaliye. That is the meaning. I hope you are able to follow. He has come all the way, but still he is not able to. Like a person when running race he is doing, in the middle he lost the track and okay. But one person he has come all the way in the, as though he is going to get the gold medal. But in one fraction of seconds like he has lost. What do you say? You say. Like that Upanishad is telling. Bhuya Ivaha. So that we can understand in that way. Now come to our 12th shloka, much more important shloka. Here also Upanishad is talking about Jnana Stuti, Atma Jnana Stuti and Ajnana Ninda. Stuti, for what sake? Glorification is not for the criticism of something. Criticism of something is to glorify something. Nindanatu nindartham parantu anyastutyartham. Criticism is not for criticism's sake. Criticism is for the glorification of something else. So that is topic is going on now. Atmanam vijaniyat chet. If a person, tappi tavari, suppose, chet vandale, vijaniyat, it comes, sahasreshaha, sahasreshu, kastit, among so many thousands, if anybody is supposed to come to know, sadhana chetushtaya sampannaha. So Shankaracharya says that Chet Vijaniyat shows that rareness. Rareness means Durlabham. This knowledge is very, very rare to acquire. That shows, that word indicates that. Durlabham Jnanam. Vijaniyat Chet. How he should know? The next, second half says, I am asmi iti purushaha. Person, purushaha means purushaha. How he should know? I am asmi, this Brahman, aham, I am. I am asmi means, I am Brahman. I am means this. This is what Brahman, Ayamatma Brahma. What Mahavakya said that this Atma is Brahman, this Atma is none other than myself. Asmi means what? Aham Asmi, Uttama Purusha, Eka Vachanam. Asdhatu, Asti Staha Santi, Asi Staha Sta, Asmi Swahasma. That Asmi. Idigda grammar. Puriyarda? Aham asmi, naan. Naan da anda Brahman. Inna jnanam idhi? Direct knowledge or indirect knowledge? Inna? Direct knowledge. Aparoksha jnanam. Aparoksha jnanena. Aham asmi iti purushaha. Yaha vijaniyat chet. Atmanam. Atmanam means oneself. Oneself means pratyak, as interior self. interior self, not somewhere. Brahman is all pervading, that Brahman is all powerful, omniscient, omnipotent. That knowledge will not, paroksha jnanam will not remove my sorrow. Aparoksha jnanam, atmanam, oneself, should know as Brahman. This is very, very important. I am Brahman. I am means which I hear. I ask you which way, but don't answer because you don't talk in the middle. Okay. Other students will be distracted. Just I'll question. You all keep answer in your mind. That's itself enough. Okay. Then you can put a tick mark whether you have given right answer or not. But you don't talk in the middle of the class. That's my request. So, ahamasmi iti yaha janati. So, what is the benefit of this knowledge? Jnana phalam. He gives. Jnana phalam, once you give, it is as good as jnana stuti only. When you talk about jnana phalam, you are talking about what? Glorification of jnanam. So, kimichan kasya kamaya shariram anusanjvaret. This line is very, very important. Kimichan, by desiring what? Ichchan means desiring. Ichcha means desire. Kimichan, desiring what? It's not a question. It is an akshepartha. Desiring nothing in artha. There is nothing to desire. Kimichan. Desiring what? Shankaracharya translate. Before going to see that kimichan kasya kamaya, the word will say shariram na anusanjvaret. That word I will explain, then I come back to kimichan kasya kamaya. Anujwaram means, jwaram means struggle, pain. Anujwaram means struggling along with the body. Shariram means body. Anusanjvaret means struggling along with the body. Struggling along with the body. Undergoing pain, mental pain along with the body. Shariram anusanjvaret. Anu means along with. Jvaret means struggle. Shariram anusanjvaret. Why he struggle? Kimichan shariram anusanjvaret. Desiring what? He struggle. Will he struggle along with the body? Question. As the question, but answer is there inside. Answer is obtaining inside, hidden. Desiring what, will he struggle along with the body? That means there is nothing to desire for him to struggle along with the body. Why he has to struggle? That means he will not struggle in artha. Himichan shariram anusanjvaret hu jnani. Whenever I ask who, where, why, what, the answer should be in your mind, ready. Okay? Only silently it is there. Kimichan shariram anusanjvaret, desiring what, will he struggle along with the body? He will not struggle. This is one meaning. Then kasya kamaya, second, kasya kamaya shariram anusanjvaret. You have to put in inverted commas, other brackets la. Yaha vijaniyat. That jnani. Kasya kamaya jnani shariram anusanjvaret. Or jnani kasya kamaya shariram anusanjvaret. Like that you have to understand the sentence. Why? For the benefit of whom, or for whose benefit, Will he means a jnani, will he struggle along with the body? For whose benefit will he struggle along with the body? Now there is answer. He need not struggle for anybody's benefit. So Shankaracharya idu solli mudichittar. Enna artham na, there is no second thing to, for the sake of second thing he has to struggle, because other than him there is no second real thing. Now there is no second real thing, therefore he need not struggle along with the body. Jwaramanna, don't think 103 temperature, 102 temperature, they're not that jwaram. Mental feverishness. Here jwaram means mental struggle, means how to understand na, guilt about the past. Kimahagum sadhuna karavam, why I have not done that good actions in the past. Kimahagum sadhuna karavam, guilt about the past. Worry about the future. Anxiety about the present. Idu da jwaram. What is jwaram? Jwaram is that guilt about the past, always feeling guilty. Why I did like that? I would have done like this. Too much of a guilty feeling, no? Guilt about the past, worry about the future, anxiety, anxiousness, tension about the present, tension about future also, about tomorrow. This is called mental feverishness. The entire universe, the entire humanity is having mental feverishness, except Jnani, the entire humanity is having mental feverishness. Further, you want to know what is mental feverishness? Struggling to show or to improve one's own image, one's own status. Struggling to get status, struggling to improve one's own image, struggling to retain the image, or struggling to retain the status and status quo. And we always struggle in choosing our dress. We always struggle about our complexion, about our body image, about our positions image, about our profession image. One way or other, we are always struggling about our image. Really speaking, we cannot see ourselves. Whatever dress you wear, you cannot see yourself, you cannot see your face, you cannot see your own body. Why we are struggling? Anna? Other people are seeing me. How much we are spending our time to choose our dress? Because other people are seeing me. Our hairstyle. Enenmo color ella potukuraam ipo hair ku nail kala different colors, and chappals image. To maintain my image, I am depending on so many gadgets, and always I am struggling to maintain those gadgets. For everything, from nail polish onwards, nail cutter onwards, whatever I am using personally, at home, surroundings, whatever I am using, what a struggle whole humanity is. People see you are there running, Rangana Street, Usman Road. You see how people are running. This is called a struggle. If that struggle is not there, means some other struggle. Okay, what is that struggle? Intellectual struggle, emotional struggle.
Why that person is not understanding me? It's a big struggle. Why can't he understand me? Purinchikavee maatadana. Struggle. I am always struggling to make other person to understand me. What way I want, he has to understand me. What a great struggle this one. Unending struggle. So create na some disturbance in the mind. That's why some people go off sometimes. Some people, many people. Why they are off? Because of mental turmoil, mental feverishness, depression, oppression, suppression. All these are nothing but mental feverishness. Why? Because of ajnanam. Atma ajnanad. One more karanam. Kama karma. Why kama karma? Because of ajnanam. Therefore, vijaniyad atmanam vijaniyad chet aham brahma asmi iti kimichan kasya kamaya shariram anusanjvaret. So now you understand why jnani is so relaxed. He never sees second thing really other than Atma. Therefore, he is very much relaxed. There is no mental feverishness in jnani. That is the great benefit, infinite benefit. Vidyaranya gives in Panchadasi, I said 297 slokas is a commentary upon this mantra. Vidyaranya gives a different meaning for Kimichan and Kasya Kamaya. What he gives, I will give that meaning. Kimichan means, before going to Vidyaranya's commentary, one more point also I would like to give. What is that now? For whose sake he has to struggle? He need not struggle for his sake. Shankaracharya's commentary is what? He need not say struggle for his sake. Kimichan, desiring what he has to struggle? That means what? He need not struggle for his sake. Number one. Kasya kamaya means Shankaracharya says for others' sake. Why he has to struggle for others' sake? He need not struggle for others' sake also. So Shankaracharya's conclusion is what? He need not struggle for his sake. He need not struggle for others' sake. Then, suppose a question arises. What is that question? Because there is no second thing really, therefore he need not struggle. Either for his sake or for others' sake. There is no second real thing to struggle. Therefore, he need not struggle. Somebody asks, there are many jivas, unreal jivas are there. Okay, according to you, Vedanti, Advaiti, the creation is there, unreal creation is there. What do we say? Creation is there, unreally, we say. Unreal creation is there. In this unreal creation, there are unreal jivas are also there. In this unreal creation, in unreal jivas, they are all struggling. Why can't he help for them? The question is kadiyadu idhula summa solren. Why can't he struggle, jnani, struggle for, not for his sake, for mithya jivas' sake. Unreal jivas' sake. All ajnani jivas, they are struggling, no? Why can't he help them? Why can't he help them? What is wrong with that? He can struggle for mithya jivas' sake. For that, Vedanta answers, yes, jnani struggle. Jnani will struggle. For whose sake? For mithya jivas' sake, he will struggle. What do we say? For mithya jivas' sake, for unreal jivatmas, Jnani will struggle to uplift them. Jnani will take lot of pains to help them. He will take lot of struggle to help Mithya Jivas. When he is helping Mithya Nanartham, unreal Jivatmas, not real, paramarthically they are not real, but relatively they are real. Idella hypothetical, okay? Don't take literally. Idella hypothetical argument. Jnani will struggle for unreal Jivatmas, Mithya Jivatmas. That struggle is real or unreal? That Jnani's struggle, when he is struggling for unreal Jivatmas, that Jnani's struggle. Struggle means rumba kashtapettittu he want to help them. And the struggle Mithya or real or unreal? Mithya Jivasukkaha help pandra struggle, Mithya struggle. Okay? So therefore, Mithya struggle, unreal struggle of Jnani for unreal Jivatmas will not afflict them, afflict the Jnani. Daniki diniki saripoyindi. Okay? For Mithya, that's why Jnanis are all doing what? Teaching. They are struggling. Romba struggle pandra, teach pandradhiki, communicate pandradhiki. For whom? Mithya Jivatmas. People struggle jnani ki romba kashtama irukkanum paavam. You should feel bad, no? Jnani never feel. Why? He is giving, uplifting the, he is giving help to the Mithya Jivatmas. Therefore, he need not struggle. Really, there is no struggle. Karmanya karmaya paschet akarmanicha karmayaha sabuddhiman manushyeshu unar. Naiva kinchit karomiti paschen shrunvan svashan jigran ashnan gachan swapan swasan pralapan visrjan grunhan unmishan nimishan api naiva kinchit karomi. I am not doing from Atma standpoint, I am not doing. My struggle even for the world's sake will not afflict me. Why na? That is belong to the lower order of reality. I am Atma, Aham Brahmasmi belong to higher order of reality. Lower order of reality cannot afflict me, the higher order of reality. Idella ungalude homework. Why you will not struggle really? And now come to Vidyaranya's explanation. Kimichan. For that Vidyaranya says, Kim means he takes as an object, bhogya vastu. Desiring which bhogya vastu. Desiring which bhogya vastu does a jnani struggle. For a jnani there is no second object, second bhogya vastu to enjoy. There is no second bhogya vastu really to enjoy. Therefore, desiring what object he has to struggle. Desiring what object to enjoy, does he has to struggle? And there is no object at all. There is no second thing. Second thing and in the dvaitam illa enna. This is all just an appearance. Totram. They all come under totram. They are not real. Just as your dream for you now. Just as your dream is real now for you. Yesterday night you got a dream. Is it real for you now? It is not real. Like that, for Jnani, the entire universe, all objects are like a dream objects. Very difficult to swallow this statement. This is the fact. What to do? This is the fact. Therefore, desiring what object he has to struggle, na? There is no second object to struggle. There is no bhogya vastu therefore bhogya vastu nishedha kimichchan na bhogya vastu nishedha negation of second entity to enjoy. Then kasya kamaya, for that Vidyaranya says, for whose experience will he has to work for whose experience will he has to work for yaarukaga work pannanum enjoy pannanum bhoktru nishedaha. Experienced object is negated. There is no experienced object to enjoy. Bhogya vastu nishedaha. There is no bhokta to enjoy. There is no experiencer to enjoy. The experiencer is mithya. Jivatma experiencer is mithya. The bhokta, the jivatma, body, mind, complex, ahankara is mithya. Therefore, bhoktru nishedaha. Bhogya nishedaha, bhoktru nishedaha. Negating real second object, negating real subject. Negating real object to experience as an object outside. Negating the subject kasya kamaya. For whose experience will he struggle? Means he need not struggle. So bhogya vastu nishedaha, bhoktru nishedaha. Because the reason is the experiencer and the experienced are not there really. Desirer and desired object are not there really, therefore he need not struggle. So with this, 12th shloka is over. Now we'll enter into 13th shloka. Yasyanu vittaha pratibuddham atmam asmin sandehem gahane pravishtah sa vishvakrit sahi sarvasya karta tasya lokah savu loka evam. All these mantras are very, very important mantras. Yesya. Yesya means ena. Shankaracharya translate it as ena brahmanana. Here brahmanaha means a sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha brahmanaha. Tivra mumukshu. By whom? Ena. Anuvittaha. Atma anuvittaha. This atma is anuvittaha, means praptaha, attained, acquired, accomplished. By whom this atma is attained. Then anuvittaha, attained, acquired, accomplished, when we say, that word may lead to a lot of misconceptions. Vididhatu, sixth conjugation, I said, no? Vidantina, one who gets that atma. It shows, indicates atma as though second object. Some object he attains. The objectification, atma as though something he has attained, different thing he has attained. This anuvittaha indicates that. Therefore, Upanishad is very careful. People commit these mistakes. In spite of Upanishad saying, people are committing mistakes. Many philosophers say, talk about Paramatma is there. I am Jivatma, Melanam. No, Milan. This Jivatma has to go and travel and merge with Paramatma. This Anuvittaha means acquired, attained. He gets in the meaning varade. So to avoid that confusion, that misconception, immediately Upanishad says, Pratibuddhaha. Pratibuddhaha Atma. Pratibuddhaha means Jnanam Manartham. Jnataha. Praptaha is equal to Jnataha. Atma Praptaha means Atma Jnataha. He has attained Atma is equal to he has understood the Atma as himself or herself. Whenever we show herself, himself to our own body, this has to penetrate I into panchakoshas tandiponu. Annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, vijnanamaya kosha, anandamaya kosha, kuda tandi. Ananda Atma, that Atma Aham. There is no travel but understanding. Bhagatyaga Lakshanaya Panchakosha Vilakshanaha Aham Chaitanyam Atma Asmi. I am not a human being with the spirit inside the body. I am not a human being with the spirit inside the body. I am the spirit with incidental body-mind complex. I am the spirit means consciousness existent principle with incidental body-mind matter. I am making this body-mind complex sentient. That Atma Upanishad is talking. We should not listen from Ahankara standpoint. Even though I am using Ahankara, I have to own up from what standpoint? Chaitanyam standpoint. Atma, Turiya, Atma, Chatushpat. Jagratte irkanum. Okay? Praptaha is equal to Pratibuddhaha means Jnataha, Atma. Jnataha where? How far that Atma is Jnataha na known? There are so many things which are known to us, very far, far distant things also we know. Like that this Atma is known, it's somewhere. No, it is not far, it is not away from you. Asmin dehe, sandehe. Sandehe means sandehyaha. Sandehya. Sandeha, deha, sharira, body. That is the meaning. Sandehe means locative place. In the body. Sandehe means in the body. Sandehya is equal to sandeha. Sandeha is equal to deha. Deha is equal to shariram. Shariram is equal to body. Body. Okay. I am an embodied Atma. I am the consciousness principle, an embodied one. And enclosed as though in this body-mind complex. Asmin dehe. In this body alone, in your own body only. Gahane pravishtaha. When it is in this body, why can't I realize that Atma, myself, why I have to struggle so much? 10 varsham, 15 varsham, yeduku padikano. When it is in my deha, why can't I understand that? Gahane pravishtaha. It has gone to that such an extent what you can say, it is not available for mind, sense organs, buddhi. For ordinary mind, for ordinary buddhi, it is not available. Na manasa, na manute. It cannot be grasped through these sense organs. It cannot be grasped through ordinary mind. It cannot be grasped through ordinary intellect. By Vedanta Mahavakya Jnana Dwara Guru Mukha Vedanta Vakya Dwara Eva Praptum Shakyate. Praptum is equal to Gnatum Shakyate. Okay? Therefore, Gahane Pravishtaha means as though Pravishtaha. As though entered. Atma, as though entered. In the pot, space has entered, as though entered. Once the pot is manufactured, pot maker does a pot, space pravishtaha, ghata akashaha pravishtaha, no, as though pravishtaha. Because why it cannot enter ghata akasha? Why cannot it enter into ghatana? Because before the pot is coming, akasha was there already. Clear? Similarly, atma cannot enter in the body as though entered. Once the body mind complex has come into existence, atma is available. Therefore, this body mind complex is a upalabdhisthanam. Upalabdhi sthanam, available point. Without this body mind complex, you cannot know Brahman. This body mind complex is a blessing, it's a privilege, it is my glory. I am Atma, I can claim only through body mind complex. Sukshma buddhya. By Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti Guru Vakyam, Vedanta Vakyam. Se Gahane Pravishtaha as though. Okay, people think Atma Pai Mulla 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 Unkar Nrakan Chulla Kudad. Adhika tha part spacing vichirupe always part. Nia, idu kodu purigilana inga koncham irukke anartham. Adhi edukkaradhukaga thane padikrom ipo. Nama kulla irukkira agnanam pogaradhukaga thane padikrom here. So this part example is very very important. Gahane pravishtaha as it were. Saha Vishwakrita. That Atma who is none other than myself, he is what? Ahameva Brahma, Brahma eva aham Vishwakrita. The maker of this entire universe. Vishwa means universe. Krita means maker. Maker of this entire universe. Again, here also another doubt may come. Vishwakritana, like a person's name. It is also a Jnani's name. Jnani kenna peru? Vishwakritana peru. Like that, we may take it as a name of a Jnani. Vishwakritana is what? Name of a Jnani. We should not take it as a name of a Jnani, like Chaturvedi. The one who has studied four Vedas is Chaturvedi. The one who has studied three Vedas is Trivedi. Then one who has studied two Vedas, Dvivedi. Like Vajipayi, no. All these names, Shabdataha Namam. But Arthataha, Chaturvedi is there. One minister also Chaturvedi is there. Trivedi is there. Are they well versed in Vedas? Shabdataha eva, natu Arthataha. Meaning wise, if you see, that word will not suit for them. Only Shabdataha, by just Shabdam, sound. Like that, here Jnani Vishwakrita Adipur Perani Cholakudad. To avoid that problem, Upanishad says, Sahi Sarvasya Karta. Vishwakrita means Sarvasya Karta. Sarvasya Karta Vishwakrita. Saha means Jnani. Vishwakrita sarva is equal to Sarvasya Karta. Same meaning, why Upanishad has to repeat? Anna? It is the meaning. Vishwasya Karta, Vishwakrita means not a name of the Jnani. It is the Sarvasya Karta, creator of all, maker of all. Maker of all. how to understand. For that, Upanishad comments in the fourth line. Tasya lokaha savu loka eva. Loka means here not world but atma. Lokate prakashate iti atma. Lokaha saha atma eva. That jnani is atma alone. Tasya lokaha means Brahman is the self of a jnani. Brahman is the self of a jnani. That is the tasya lokaha. Tasya lokaha means of that jnani atman. Of that jnani, lokaha means atma. Brahman is the self of a jnani. Savu, who indicates the emphasis. Who indicates emphasis? Savu lokaha eva means jnani is the self of Brahman. Jnani is the self of Brahman. Savu lokaha eva means jnani is the self of Brahman. Tasya lokaha means Brahman is the self of a jnani. So therefore what? Jnani, Brahman, Atma are all identical. There is no difference. Jnani, Atma, Brahma are identical. The word Dehaha, why it is called Dehaha? Two meanings we can say. Dih. Dih, one dhatu. Dih means anointing. Second conjugation, if you take another meaning, dih, one meaning is to smear, to anoint, to apply. We all apply to the body, no? Some powder, some cream or perfumes, all we apply. Or chandan, or gandham, or this vibhuti. All we apply, therefore it is called dehaha. Dabba dabba khali panduvane powder. So, smearing, applying so many things to the body. Edhume illana adu vandu odomasa adi pottukrom. Ellame smearing da. That's why this is called dehaha. Another meaning, upachaye dehaha. Sankata upachaye. Sarvanartha sankatopachaye dehaha. Shankaracharya translate. Body is that in which there are so many problems. Upachaya means expanding. Expanding, no? Vertically, horizontally, body is expanding. Therefore, sankata. And sarvanartha sankata upachaye dehaha. All sorts of problems are here only. In this body, upachaya means expands. Expands ethically, horizontally. Appudu mattume illa. Putri rupena, putra rupena expanding, no? So therefore, it is called dehaha. And what are all problems are there? So many sankatams and problems in body level, annamaya kosha level, vyadhi, jara. Pranamaya kosha level, hunger, thirst. Manomaya kosha level, shoka, moha. Vijnanamaya kosha level, limitation, finitude, all these enough. Ananda level, anubhava ananda, experiential ananda. Idella problem o problem. The same body, same mind is an instrument to own up atma. So you want to make use of it. Meaningful, this body-mind complex, you have to get infinite knowledge. Next mantra is going to say, if anybody miss this knowledge, it is infinite loss. Now we'll read 14th mantra. If anybody miss this knowledge, what will happen?
Ihaiva santotham.
vidmastadvayam na chedavedir mahati vinashtihi na chedavedi mahati vinashtihi etad vidur amrutaste bhavanti athetare dukkameva piyanti
So, jnanam validates the human life. Jnanam validates the human life. I get jnanam, jnanam alone make my life meaningful, useful, purposeful. It validates. Otherwise, all other beings are there. They are also born, they are also dying. We are also born, we are also going to die. What is the difference? They are all born, we are all born. They are all going to die, we are also going to die. Enna? What is the use? Tell me now. What is the use? Only one purpose. Only one meaning. Meaning means purpose here. Meaningful and purposeful, useful. Just if I know I am consciousness, existent principle, you are krita krityaha. You are accomplished. You have come for what you have accomplished. You have completed your assignment in artham. Bhagavan kuda, you have completed your assignment. You have done your homework. இல்லைன்னா ஆல் அக்னானிஸ் ஆர் கோயிங் வித்தவுட் டூயிங் ஹோம்ஒர்க் நம்ம எல்லாம் முடிச்சுட்டு பகவானுக்கு ஹேண்ட் ஓவர் பண்ணி வி ஆர் ஆல் லீவிங் தட்ஸ் வாட் ஹி சேஸ் ஹியர் ஜ்ஞானி இஸ் ஃபீலிங் நவ் ஹவு தேங்க் காட் சம்ஹவ் அத ஹி சேஸ் இஹ ஏவ சந்தா பை லிவிங் ஹியர் ஓன்லி இன் திஸ் பாடி இட் செல்ஃப் While we are living itself, iha eva santaha, being in this body, in artham. Santaha means not saints. Here santaha means being in this body. Iha eva anna namma veedu nikala illa. Enna veedu? Idhu dhaan veedu. Moksham. No, while living in this body itself, I have understood what that vidmaha. We have understood. Somehow we have understood. Sahasreshu kaschitla nanu irukke illiyo vidmaha. We have understood. By the grace of his great Guru Parampara, Ishvara and my Guru, I have understood vidmaha. What? Vidmaha tat advayam. Vidmastadvayam irukke. Vidmaha vayam advayam. Vidmaha vayam tat brahma. Vidmaha tat vayam. Advayam ennodu sollikalam. Advayam brahma only, no? But here is vayam. Okay? Vayam means we. Vayam vidmaha. Vayam vidmaha what? Vidmaha vayam tat brahma. Tat means brahma. Fortunately, somehow we have understood this Brahman. We have owned up. We have claimed that we are Brahman. Nachet, if not, what would have happened? Keno Upanishad. See, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is all Upanishad you will get. Kato Upanishad, Taittiriya Upanishad, Ishavasyam, Andhantamah Pramishad, Ishavasyam. Ananda Namate Lokaha Kato Upanishad. Same, here we are seeing this Keno Upanishad. And five koshas we saw, that is Taittiriya Upanishad. Therefore, na chet, na avedi, avedi sham chet. If we would have, we have not known this Brahman, mahati vinashtihi, there is a great infinite loss. Loss is infinite because it is the loss of infinite. Loss is infinite.
There is loss, is infinite loss, immeasurable, immense loss. Mahati enna, immense loss, not ordinary loss, immense loss. Why? Because it is the loss, loss and an L-O-S-S, loss of the infinite. It is infinite. It is infinite loss because it is the loss of infinite. Therefore, Mahati Vinashtihi. Etadviduhu amrutaste bhavante. You can understand. Etadviduhu. Whoever knows this Brahman by studying from a competent teacher for a length of time. Ye viduhu amrutaste bhavanti. Te amrutaha bhavanti. They attain immortality. They attain immortal Brahman. They become immortal anartham. Atha, if not, suppose, moreover, apare, other people, those who do not know, those who are not studying Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 10 Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita, not going to study Brahma Sutra, suppose, they are all, what? Dukkhameva apiyanti, they always struggle. They enter into another body which causes struggle. Again, while they are living, they struggle. After leaving the body, they struggle. Womb to tomb, they struggle. Struggle, oh, struggle. Jnani feels, I am very, very happy. Therefore, I am very fortunate. I am very happy. I am very happy. I am very fortunate. I thank to all my teachers. I thank to Shastra. Otherwise, Mahati Vinashtihi, great loss. I have escaped from the great loss. I have escaped from the great loss. Therefore, I have to show my gratitude to all my teachers, Shastra. That's what Jnani is so happy, enjoying that Jnana Phalam, Anandam. Because no dukkha, no sorrow at all, no delusion at all, no confusion at all. Full stop for good. More in the next class. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harih Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harih Om.